الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected and dear listeners, brothers, sisters, elders and young ones, Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 27th night of Ramadan. It's an odd night. It could be Laylatul Qadr night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the barakat and the rewards and the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. It has been the experience of many mashayikh and ulama of the past in their Ramadans that they spent on many, many occasions. Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr happened to be on the 27th night. As I mentioned in the beginning, it could be on the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th or 29th night. Rasulullah has mentioned search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. Our task is to seek and search for Laylatul Qadr and to try and spend the night in the ibadah, or most portion of the night, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. That's the main thing we have to do during these nights, is seek sincere tawbah, tawbatan nasuha. And alhamdulillah, we've discussed this in detail in one of the other odd nights, the importance of tawbah, the importance of turning to Allah and not to lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tonight I'm not going to go into that aspect, but in our individual ibadah, this is the main focus, that turn to Allah and repent sincerely. And of course, it is a night again to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His treasures which are so vast, to fulfill our different needs that we have. And each one has got different hajat and needs. So tonight is an occasion again for us to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to tap on that door which I mentioned, Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, yuftahu fiha al-bab. Night of Qadr, it is that night in which that door of mercy is open of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is willing to give us what we want, provided we are sincere and we beg from Him. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us what is best. Sometimes we ask for a certain thing, but Allah gives us something better. Sometimes we ask for something, we don't get it immediately. It comes later in the right time, which Allah ta'ala knows best for us. Sometimes we ask for a certain thing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us that which we asked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes some type of disaster and calamity that was going to befall us. And on account of the dua that we made, even though we made for dua for something, to get something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us that thing that we asked for. Instead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed a huge bala from us. And many a times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us whatever we ask for in our supplication, but Allah stores it for us as a provision in the hereafter, and then we will really see the true blessings of the dua that we're making. So nonetheless, we have to beg and beg and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wish to concentrate tonight on a very important aspect, and that is real pleasure. Every one of us, as human beings, we like to have a life in which there is some pleasure, some happiness, some enjoyment. But we have different ideas and concepts of pleasure. The real pleasure is that pleasure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us into this world as an examination place. And yes, there are limitations for us. There are some hudud which we should not transgress. However, life in this world is not a boring life. The life which is in total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not deprive any one of us from having a happy life. It is not a boring life. It is not a dull and drab life. It is not something which is uninteresting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a perfectly happy and content life in this world. He has limits that He has set for the believer. So when a believer lives within that limitations placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has that bond and attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that life that he has in this world is not bereft of enjoyment and happiness. Many people think that the life of the pious people or those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a joyless and drab life. And they begin to wonder that what type of pleasure that poor man must be enjoying. Because their concept of pleasure, their concept of happiness and contentment is something else. What is their concept and definition of pleasure and enjoyment? A life which is consumed in entertainment, haram entertainment. A life in which there is clubbing, drinking, drugs, boyfriends, girlfriends, music, and such pastimes that completely take one away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from that ishq and muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, many a times when a person who has this type or this concept of pleasure in his mind, one of clubbing and dining and womanizing, then they feel that if I have to sincerely repent and I have to show regret and remorse and abandon those wrong practices that I have been doing, and I have to promise to Allah that I'm not going to go back to those practices, oh, then these pleasures, impermissible pleasures, it's going to be very difficult for me to abandon and part with and to live without. It's too difficult. So the person does not have the courage to abandon such impermissible pleasures. Respected friends and elders, if you look at this world with all its delights, decoration, glamour, embellishments, the outward appearance is like that of spring. But the reality is opposite. Outwardly it looks very lush, beautiful, feels pleasurable, attractive. Their activities like adultery, fornication, drinking, drugging, all these appear lush like spring. But in reality, they are the decaying remnants of autumn. And after death, when the reality of the actions that we did in this world, which we mistook to be spring, and very lush, when the reality is shown to us that it was not spring, it was autumn. It is a season of loss. an impermissible pleasure, was not a real pleasure. And the poet says, O heart, do not incline towards the glitter of the world, for it is autumn that has come in the guise of spring. Subhanallah. O heart, do not decline towards the glitter of the world, for it is autumn that has come in the guise of spring. So respected brothers and elders, sisters, let us not let our heart become attracted by the embellishments of this world, the glitter, the glamour of this world. Ulama have likened it to be like cancer for one's spiritual health. It is a malady, a sickness, that whoever is afflicted by it, then he risks a tremendous, a major loss. And what is that? His relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes very weak, and he could lose that relationship with Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he lost that relationship and that connection, then ultimately he has lost his entry into paradise and the everlasting success in the hereafter. He has lost the enjoyment, serenity, tranquility, peace of mind and heart in this world. He has lost a good maut. He has lost his iman. And this will only lead to his perdition, his destruction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. These are the baits of shaitan. You see, shaitan, as I mentioned to you the other night, لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ إِمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. He has taken an oath in Allah's might that I will come in all sides, in front of man, behind man, on his sides, and I will try to mislead him. This is shaitan. To such an extent that even in our salat, he tries to put us off and distract us from our salat. He wants to grab us into his clutches. So respected friends, especially my young friends, impermissible pleasure is pain. It is suffering. It is not real pleasure. It is sickness, not vitality. It is poison. It is not good food. It is not nourishment. You know, our mashayikh, they give the example of a person, and we have heard it previously. Person has got some skin disease, some eczema, and his inflamed skin itches. So he resorts to scratching and enjoys scratching it. It gives him some type of pleasure, some type of relief, some type of satisfaction. It removes his discomfort for some time. So he finds himself keep on scratching, and he refuses to take any medication. He refuses to follow the advice of the doctor. And sometimes he even tells his friends, what does the doctor know? What enjoyment I'm getting? Kujli kadanim. He says, I get so much pleasure from scratching this rash, this eczema. And my doctor tells me to get rid of it. He's given me a lotion, a cream, an ointment to apply. So doctor doesn't understand what enjoyment I'm getting. Respected friends, we know what will be the condition. This person in reality, he's a fool, not the doctor. He does not understand the doctor is giving him advice for his benefit. And the doctor is giving him sound advice. This scratching of this eczema or this rash, if he continues, it's going to spread, it's going to deepen, it's going to become worse. And therefore the doctor is advising him otherwise. In a similar way, we have spiritual doctors. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imbibed with knowledge, true knowledge, Allah has given them some nur of batin. They have spent time, have ta'alluq with mashayikh. And they can understand, they have the spiritual insight, and they can see that certain pleasures which are haram, impermissible, and somebody is engrossed in it, it is detrimental for his iman, for his deen, and therefore they advise us. They are well wishes. They don't mean any harm. They don't want to deprive us of any type of enjoyment. But they know that this sin is going to lead eventually to this person being deprived of his iman or losing his iman. And therefore they give us the ointment to apply, the spiritual ointment of dhikrullah, of tilawat of the Quran, of salah. And they tell us to read salah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Surely salah. Ulama have explained that salah which is read properly with khushu and khudu on time. It restrains people from shameful and evil acts. It will stop you from indecency. So initially the treatment that the spiritual doctor is giving, it seems difficult. But this is initial stages. As I mentioned earlier, initially difficult, but as the person progresses, he makes an effort, and finally it becomes second nature to him, and now he begins to enjoy his salah. So the spiritually sick person feels that the sheikh, the alim, wants to end his enjoyment. And this sheikh and this mashayikh have no other job. They just want to stop us from all our fun and entertainment. My dear listeners, my young friends, they are in reality concerned about our akhirat, our perpetual enjoyment. Not the few seconds of enjoyment of this world when a person is enjoying his sin, yes. When a person is committing some sin, Allah save us, Allah protect us, a person is drinking alcohol, he's taking drugs, he's committing zina. For those few seconds, for those few moments, he gets some type of enjoyment, some type of ecstasy. He goes on a high, he feels nice, he's enjoying himself, he's deriving some type of pleasure, but that pleasure, for those few seconds, seems nice to him, but wallahi, thumma wallahi, in the end, that pleasure is sickening. It is absolutely sickening. It makes him feel terrible and ugly. But the pleasure which a person derives in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned last night, a person rolls his musalla, his prayer mat, and is engaged in tahajjud salah, in the dead of the night, everything so serene and so tranquil, and the tears are rolling down his cheeks, and he's supplicating, he's in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is real pleasure. That pleasure you and I cannot describe, it is difficult. And that is why we find that the ulama of the past, they would address the Mughal kings, and they would say, if only you know the type of pleasure. We swear by Allah that if the kings were to know the pleasure we are in, what we are enjoying, wallahi inna fi lazzatin. لو علمها الملوك, if the kings know that, لجادلونا عليها بالسيوف, they would fight us with their swords to take away that pleasure that, and ecstasy what we are enjoying in our heart on account of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. This is the promise of Allah. Behold, hearken, know very well, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find contentment, peace, tranquility. So temporary pleasure will be attained by one who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as he concludes impermissible activity, his heart once again becomes discontent and restless. He feels terrible. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. There was a youngster who came to me some years back. And Allah cover his faults. Allah forgive him. He made a mistake, a serious mistake. And he came and he was trembling. He was feeling terrible. And he explained to me what he had done. And he said, the moment he finished with that indecent, immoral act, he felt so terrible. He couldn't explain the ugly feeling he was getting. Khair, I explained to him about making sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, etc. And he made, alhamdulillah. But the point here is that for the few moments The person was enjoying himself, she was enjoying herself. But the moment that activity is over, the person's heart becomes restless and bechain again. No one in the world has the cure for this bechaini of sins, of restlessness, of the heart. No doctors and no people and no person in the world, no scientist can give some type of pill to remove this bechaini which a person gets restlessness due to sins. Peace, tranquility, contentment is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. They descend upon the hearts of man. They're coming from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa alladhi anzala as-sakinata fi qulubi al-mu'minin. It is Allah who has sent down peace upon the hearts of the believers. Allah is the one who causes peace, tranquility, happiness, and gives us real pleasure. Hazrat Mawlana Salim Dorat Sahib, Damat Barakatum of UK Leicester, a very great alim, mashallah, alhamdulillah, I've got a very close ta'alluq with him, as the shafqat, his rahmat is upon us. And he had mentioned the airport of the heart. And he says, aeroplanes are of different designs, and they have different sizes. They don't just land in any airport that is available. They are certain types of aircraft suitable for certain types of airports. Airport is large, sophisticated design, there's a long, large runway, good quality. Then the large airport aeroplanes will land there very easily. But if the airport is not so well equipped, then of course that will be for lighter aircrafts. If the airport is dilapidated, it is full of potholes, then even the lightest aircraft cannot make use of that airport. And he says, our hearts are also airports. Beautiful example. He said, our hearts are also airports with a runway upon which the aircraft, the aeroplane of Sakina tranquility from Allah Ta'ala is going to touch down. And if this airport of the heart is small, or its runway is full of potholes and cracks, it's a dilapidated condition, then the aeroplane of Sakina will not land. Subhanallah. What we will have to do now? We will need to exert every effort to remove the cracks on the tarmac. And those cracks that have appeared on the tarmac of the airport of the heart is due to sins that has corroded the heart. We will need to reform ourselves, make islah and apply some mujahada. And apply the ointment of dhikrullah to it. We will need to refrain from sins to stop more cracks from appearing. And we have to make sincere tawbah and repent and submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repair this tarmac of the airport of the heart. And once we submit totally to Allah ta'ala and we have made sincere tawbah, then the cracks will be sealed. And after this effort, and only after this effort will the aeroplane, the aircraft of Sakina tranquility descend upon our hearts. So this is what we have to do. And once we get this Sakina, once the airport of our heart is enjoying this tranquility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we gain istiqamah, steadfastness. Then we enjoy that real pleasure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. And this verse I normally quote right in the end of Ramadan in my bayans. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Those who say that Allah is our Rabb. In other words, they have made their heart, the airport of the heart is completely repaired. There are no cracks on the tarmac, on the runway, and they are firm in the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have that bond and attachment, the love with of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are then steadfast on it. They are loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment is a small crack, they repair it immediately. And everything is maintained, it is spotless. Angels descend upon such people. When the person is leaving this world, they come and they console him. They give him strength and support. They say, do not fear. Do not grieve. and glad tidings of Jannah for you, which you have been promised. Subhanallah. My respected friends and elders. So this is the difference between the pleasure which many of us have in our minds, in our concept. A life of clubbing, dining, womanizing, zina, riba, buying what we want, whether it's halal or haram, eating what we want to eat, halal, haram, we're consuming haram, we don't care, we're involved in interest, we're involved in such, wearing such fashionable clothing, which is against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This nudity, this rave clubs, this music, this all these haram pleasures. And this is going to make us sick. Spiritually, we're going to be very, very sick. Hence, respected friends and elders, again, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that beautiful life of pleasure which Allah promises throughout the Quran, which Rasulullah promised in various ahadith. We can hear about this as we normally hear in the different talks. But we need to experience this. I may explain to you that the barfi and mitai for Eid day is very, very delicious, very sweet. It's mouth-watering. Or I can explain to you that the mango is so sweet. Or that ice cream is so delicious. And perhaps you may see me eating it and I've got that enjoyment on my face. You have knowledge that the mango is sweet. You have knowledge that the ice cream is very tasty. You have knowledge that mitai, the barfi, is very, very delicious. But until, unless you do not taste it, you will not understand the real pleasure that is unique to it. So we have seen mashayikh, and we have seen the type of pleasure that they were enjoying. And we desired it. But you and I now need to taste that pleasure. May Allah grant all of us that lazzat, and the real pleasure, that halawat, the sweetness of iman, sweetness of ibadah, sweetness of salah, sweetness of dhikr. You know, Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, he was the king of Balkh. He was the king of Balkh. Oh, Ali Billah Zakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, always mentioned this incident in his bayans. And he says one night, he awoke from his sleep and heard a man walking in the roof of his palace. And then he demanded from the person, what was he doing on top there? The man said, I'm looking for my camel. Ibrahim bin Adham Ahmad said, was angry. He said, are you a fool? How can you be so ignorant that you are searching for a camel on the roof of the palace? So this man then replies, obviously this man was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ibrahim, the person who searches for Allah while sitting on his royal throne is more ignorant. That person who wants Allah, he's searching for Allah in his soft bed, sitting on his royal throne, he is more foolish. And these words immediately struck Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi on his heart. You see, this was an arrow that pierced his heart. And because he was so sincere, he submitted completely. And this is what we need to do. It's just that one submission. You know, a person wants to jump into the deep end. He's seeing everybody enjoying. He hasn't tried it any time. He comes right to the edge. And he's almost going to go into the deep end. But then he pulls back. He doesn't have the courage. My respected friends and elders, oh, mashayikh have told us, take the plunge. Take the dive. Muster the courage, you will not die. Muster the courage and plunge, and just go into the deep end. We need that submission from head to toe. Complete submission. Until and unless we do not do that, then believe me, all this is just something we have knowledge of, but we have not tasted. And in the end, everybody has enjoyed themselves. They have had a good swim. And they all are gone. They have swam in the marifat, in the ocean of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The airports, sakina descended upon them. They passed the test and they gone on. And we are still watching. And then it is too late.
Time is up. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi, he leaves his palace that night. He removes his robe, the gown of a king, and he wore a sack and his tattered shawl, and he sits in the bank of the river. And later on, when the courtiers and the people came to know, this is what Ibrahim bin Adham did. And they went to him and they pleaded to him to please come back. He refused. When they persisted, Ibrahim bin Adham takes out a needle and he throws it into the river. Listeners, he tells his men, ministers, retrieve my needle. And obviously they could not. It's a huge river and the needle is gone in. When Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi then commands the fish of the river to bring back his needle, and immediately thousands of fish, they swim to the bank with golden needles in their mouths. Golden needles in their mouths. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah says, I do not want a golden needle. I just want my own needle. And all the fish disappear except for one, which comes up to the shore carrying the needle that Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah dropped into the water. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah then turns to the people and then he tells his courtiers, when Allah has given me such a kingdom in return for my worldly kingdom, when Allah has given me such a sultanate, such a kingdom in return for my worldly kingdom, why should I return to rule over Balkh? He now saw the real pleasure. The real pleasure. The pleasure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises. My respected friends and elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, we are not asked to give up our kingdoms. We are not asked to give up our homes and families and occupations and possessions. No, no, no. All we are being asked is to leave and abandon our unlawful desires. Our unlawful desires. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do this inshaAllah, then we will find the tranquility. We'll find the real pleasure. We'll find the real happiness. We'll find the real enjoyment. Not only in this world, but mainly in the hereafter. And of course, the hereafter pleasure that is promised. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكْرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنُوا حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Even in this world, Allah will give the person a very beautiful and peaceful and enjoyable life. A very enjoyable life. We have seen many, many pious friends of Allah. Outwardly, did not have much of this world. Clothing simple, the food was simple, the living was simple. But the enjoyment and the pleasure they had within themselves, that any person, no matter how depressed he may be, and no matter how sinful he may have been living his life, but the moment he sits in the company, in the close proximity of this person, who has in his heart that special love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those people who are depressed and those people who have different problems, they would feel that tranquility. And they would feel the peace coming onto them as well. My respected listeners, I actually had intention of giving, elaborating more on the effects of what, of sins, what it deprives of us of, the different things that sins, the harm that it causes us. Inshallah, on some other occasion, we will stop here tonight. It is a Mubarak night and we would like to engage now in sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But khulasa, the gist of my whatever I have spoken is that if we want that real pleasure, the real enjoyment, the real happiness, then respected listeners and elders, it is in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's be honest, in the month of Ramadan, we refrain from so many haram, and alhamdulillah, we just feel so good. We feel some type of pleasure, some type of enjoyment in our tilawat, and our taraweeh, and our fasting, and our iftar. We get some type of ecstasy and enjoyment which you don't feel other times. Now we need to maintain this. It's not that the end of Ramadan and we go back to that other pleasures of clubbing and dining. No. Himmat again, courage, muster up the courage and say no to all those things
And now I'm plunging into that ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant me that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the real pleasure of the akhirat. And may Allah ta'ala grant all of you the same, inshaAllah. Again, it is a Mubarak night, and we need to beg and beg and beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there was a jamaat that had come some time back, some years ago, and they'd come to the madrasa. The jamaat was a deaf and dumb jamaat. Deaf and dumb jamaat. There were about 8 brothers there, and the one brother, 9th brother, he was the translator, and he understood, he could speak, and he could understand their language, their sign language, and he would interpret, and he would translate that for us. So they had come to the madrasa, and this brother, who was deaf and dumb, he gave his entire bayan using sign language, and the other brother translated it. And it was an excellent bayan, iman, yaqeen, etc. At the end of the bayan, I requested him to make dua. The brother who was deaf and dumb. Wallahi, listeners, you know, there are many occasions in your life when you really enjoy a dua. And this was one occasion that I cannot explain the enjoyment I derived when this brother made the dua. It was a silent dua. You could just hear some sounds. There were no words because he could not speak. He just, But in those, it gave me such pleasure. And I was taken aback. I was actually sobbing. And I said, Ya Allah, you are that Allah who even hears and understands and answers the dua of a person who cannot even speak. He can't even form a simple word, a sentence. Oh my Allah, in his, Ya Allah, you actually understand, my Allah. You hear his cry, you hear his plea, and you answer his dua. So respected listeners, tonight again, we have to tap on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us knows the condition the entire globe is faced with. We all know it well. We have read in the newspaper and the media, we have got enough information of what's happening. We know the condition and the plight the ummah is suffering. We have seen in the last few days, great, great ulama, giants, who have left this world, Allama Khalid Mahmood Rahmatullahi, Allama. Allama is not a normal Mawlana. Allama, extremely learned. He had come to Saudi Arabia on many occasions. People like them, when they leave this world, you cannot replace them. Then Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, Rahmatullah, Sheikh al-Hadith of Darul Ulum Dioban, great giant, great personality, great alim, muhaddith, faqih. And then again, today we heard the Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat of Kuwait, Sheikh Rashid Haqqan, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He had come to our country the very first time he came in 1975. Extremely pious man, gave his life for the work of Dawat and Tabligh. So many great, great people are leaving this world, and this also is a sign of Qiyamah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift knowledge. And Rasulullah explained, how will knowledge be lifted? بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاء. By taking away great, great ulama. So the ulama we have, let us show some love and respect and benefit from them. And let us now prepare for akhirat, prepare for the hereafter. We have had enough enjoyment of so far. We have derived enough pleasures. Now let us get the real pleasure. And that is the pleasure of the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. We said درو شريف and inshallah we'll make dua. It's a big night, it's an odd night. Nobody is compelled to follow this dua. If you wish, join the dua. We need to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A beggar doesn't just make one or two pleas and just terminates his cry. No. A beggar begs, and he 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 continues begging. And when he begs, because he's desperately in need of something, he won't move from there until he's given. whatever he wants. My respected listeners, our brothers, sisters, alhamdulillah, there were many, many, many who phoned, who sent messages, requesting du'as. People have different problems. They have different desires and du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala accept every person du'a, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, far too long we have lived a life of sin, vice, evil, filth, my Allah. A morbid life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become sick of that life. A life of disobedience, my Allah. A life of evil, my Allah. A life of haram pleasures, my Allah. Ya Allah, from head to toe, my Allah. Ya Allah, every limb of ours, my Allah, we utilize, Ya Allah, in your disobedience, my Allah. Which limb of ours, Ya Allah, is there that we can say that we did not use in your disobedience, my Allah? Ya Allah, which part of the day, which part of the night have we not disobeyed you, my Allah? Ya Allah, you have been so kind to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have been so kind to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us countless of bounties, countless, my Allah. It is impossible for us to enumerate all the bounties you have bestowed us with, my Allah. Ya Allah, and mainly you have given us iman. Ya Allah, how can we ever express our gratitude to you, my Allah? You gave us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, without iman, my Allah, we are doomed. Ya Allah, keep us with iman, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyam with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, then you chose us to be in the ummah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, what a great ni'mat. This also, my Allah. Ya Allah, then you gave us so many other things, Ya Allah. You gave us food to eat. You gave us clothing. You gave us shelter. You have provided for us oxygen and air and water. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we, on the other hand, we used all your bounties. We continue using your ni'mats, my Allah. Allah, we eat of your provisions, but you have provided for us, my Allah. But we hymn the praises of shaitan. We follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. And then we display a don't care attitude to you, my Allah, to your commandments, my Allah. Ya Allah, we become lazy, my Allah. And then we begin to find faults in your deen, my Allah. We begin to find faults in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, then we look for search for fanciful interpretations, my Allah. So that we don't have to practice on your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have shown us many, too many warning signs, my Allah. And we didn't take heed of those signs, my Allah. Ya Allah, now you have gripped the entire world, my Allah. The whole world, my Allah. Has virtually come to a standstill, my Allah. Ya Allah, economies are collapsing, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are also in, Ya Allah, such chaos, my Allah. There's anarchy, my Allah. There's confusion, there's bickering, there's problems, my Allah, throughout the globe, my Allah. Just because of one tiny virus, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have shown the entire world, Ya Allah, your might, your qudrat, your supremacy, my Allah. Ya the Arsh al-Majid. Ya Allah, you are the owner of the Arsh, the possessor of the Arsh and the Kursi, my Allah. You are that Allah who created the skies and the earth. And Ya Allah, what is between the skies and the earth is yours. What is above the skies is yours. What is beneath the earth is yours. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Insan is your creation. Jinn is your creation. Angels are your creation. Animals are your creation. The plants are your creation. The insects are your creation. The birds and the creatures are your creation. The mountains are your creation. The ocean and the water is your creation. The leaves and the trees are your creation. The dust particles are your creation. The sand particles are your creation. Ya Allah, every single thing belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything will perish, my Allah, besides you, my Allah.
وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Ya Allah, you are most kind and most loving. Ya Allah, you are most compassionate, my Allah. You are most merciful, my Allah. And you love forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. You don't only forgive, but you love to forgive, my Allah. You are such a loving Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no partners, my Allah. La sharika lak. Ya Allah, you've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You've got nobody equal to you, my Allah. Laysa ka mithlihi shay wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. Ya Allah, you've got beautiful names. You've got most perfect and excellent qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, your generosity, Ya Allah, knows no bounds, my Allah. Ya Allah, your treasures are so vast and so full. Your mercies are so full. My Allah, your mercies encompass everything, my Allah. Allah, you have written on your arsh, my Allah. You could have chosen something else if you wish to rewrite. But my Allah, you wrote, Inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi. Verily, my mercy supersedes my anger. Ya Allah, you have chosen to write this on your arsh. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight. Ya Allah, perhaps tonight is Laylatul Qadr. You know best. If it is Laylatul Qadr, grant us the barakat and the rewards of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Do not deprive any one of us. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight, we have raised our hands for sincere forgiveness, my Allah. For every single sin that we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, in our colleges, in our varsities, in our schools, in our madrasas, in our darul ulums, in our offices, at workplaces, in our factories, in our hospitals, in our clinics, my Allah. Ya Allah, abroad, locally, when we were traveling, when we were at home. Ya Allah, we committed too many gunas, my Allah. You still conceal those sins. You did not humiliate and embarrass us, my Allah. You did not expose us, my Allah. Because you are Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Dhunub. Allah, tonight, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, these are the last few days we have. We did not even know if we will have life till Eid day, my Allah. We did not know that whether we'll see tomorrow even, my Allah. Ya Allah, let alone tomorrow, we do not know whether we'll rise from this gathering even, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will not know whether we'll rise from our sitting place now as we are making dua, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, Allah. Most Rahim, Rauf, Kareem, Allah. Ya Haleem, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfira. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi A'zam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula. Ya Allah, which word of yours, which name of yours can we take tonight, my Allah, that we can draw from your treasures of mercy, my Allah. We can beg from you, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun. تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والعاهات اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام وَكْنُفْنَا بِرُكْنِكَ الَّذِي لَا يُرَامُ. Ya Allah, show us where else can we turn to, my Allah. Is there any other person we can go to? No, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped, my Allah. There is no other person we can go and beg for forgiveness from, my Allah. It is only you, my Allah. Ya Allah, and you have kept the doors of Tawbah open for us, my Allah. Right till Sakrat, my Allah. Ya Allah, right till the sun will rise from the west, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have kept the doors of Tawbah open, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. You are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mercies has got 100 portions, my Allah. And just 1% you sent into this world where a mother shows that mercy and enjoys that one fraction of the mercy and she shows to her child and animals to show to their children. Ya Allah, we beseech you, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at somebody's heart tonight, my Allah. Somebody who's sincere, my Allah. Some sister, some mother, some brother, some elderly person, my Allah. Some masoom child, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps some alim, some hafiz of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, or perhaps some sinner like myself, my Allah, who is drenched in sins, my Allah, from head to toe, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know our haqiqat, my Allah. Ya Allah, people may think otherwise, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not expose us, my Allah. Do not expose us, my Allah. Do not expose us, my Allah. You are the loving Allah, the kind Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitab, in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when there was drought, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had the people assembled, and Ya Allah, you said, oh Musa, there is one person in your assembly, it is because of him I'm sending drought. If he does not move from this gathering, I will not send down rain.
Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam made the elan, he made the announcement, and he begged this person to move from this gathering. Ya Allah, nobody move from this gathering. Everybody remain seated. And Ya Allah, you send down rains. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was astonished, my Allah. Ya Allah, when he asked you, my Allah, oh Allah, what has happened? Oh Allah, you replied to him, oh Musa, it is because of the same sinful person. Because of him, I did not send down rain. It is the same person now who sat there. And he supplicated to me, Ya Allah, and he supplicated to me from within his heart. And he cried, oh Allah, do not expose me, Allah. Ya Allah, may nadim hu, may sharminda hu. Ya Allah, I've abandoned the sin. I'm making sincere tawbah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, his repentance was so sincere, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of him then you sent down rain. Oh my Allah, we have heard from ulama. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked you, oh Allah, please let me know who that person is. Allah, then you replied to Musa, oh Musa, when he committed sin, I did not expose him. Now I will not expose him still. Ya Allah, you are so kind, so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight. Ya Allah, we cannot leave your door tonight, Ya Allah. فَقِيرُكَ بِبَابِكَ عُبَيْدُكَ بِفِنَائِكَ وَسَائِلُكَ بِفِنَائِكَ Ya Allah, in this world we have seen a dog that is hungry, my Allah. It goes from one butcher to the other butcher in search of just one bone, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is chased from one butcher to the other butcher. And finally, when one butcher has some mercy and some pity and he chucks a bone towards the dog. And the dog begins to wag its tail and it begins to enjoy that bone. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are arhamur rahimeen, my Allah. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are most merciful of all those who can show mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower us with your mercies, my Allah. At this very moment, my Allah, send your mercies upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, that sakina and tranquility, my Allah. Accept our tawbah, accept our tawbah, accept our tawbah. Ya Allah, accept our du'as, my Allah. Accept our du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, wipe our make our hearts become clean and pure again, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash away all the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, the black stains that have appeared on our hearts, the stubborn stains, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us corrode our hearts. Kalla barrana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Eh Malik al-Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. If you do not forgive us tonight, my Allah. If you do not forgive us in the month of Ramadan, then my Allah, we will be destroyed, my Allah. Allah Rasulullah has mentioned, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِي مَنْ حَرُمَ فِي رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ The most unlucky person, the most wretched person, the most miserable person, the most unfortunate person. Ya Allah, the most badbakh person is that person that in the month of Ramadan, he is still not forgiven for his sins. He's still deprived of your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, these are the last few days we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you, my Allah. Forgive us completely for all the wrongs we did, my Allah. So many times we made tawbah, we broke those tawbahs. Ya Allah, you took us for Hajj and Umrah, we held the ghilaf from the Kaaba. By multazam we made promises to you, my Allah. Anna mizabi rahmat and rukni yamani, my Allah. We promised you many things, my Allah. My Allah, we were overpowered by nafs and shaitan, my Allah, we slipped, my Allah. Now we acknowledge, my Allah, we confess, my Allah. I'm iqrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess, my Allah. Wallah, Ya Allah, by your azma, your kibriya, my Allah. Ya Allah. We made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are Bani Adam, my Allah. We are asking you, my Allah, as ummatis of Rasulullah, your beloved Rasulullah's ummat. Your most beloved Nabi, my Allah. At the time of Mi'raj, my Allah, he told Nabi Kareem, وَمَا ذُكِرْتُ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي جب بھی میرا ذکر ہوگا تیرا بھی ذکر ساتھ ہوگا اے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Allah, whenever your name is taken, the Nabi Kareem, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, name is taken. We are the ummatis of that Nabi, my Allah. That Nabi who cried for us, my Allah, day and night, Allahumma fulli ummati, Allahumma ummati, 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 my Allah. On so many occasions, my Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried, and he cried, and he cried for us, my Allah. Even on Miraj, my Allah, time was exclusive for him, my Allah, to enjoy the communion with you, my Allah. Even then, oh Allah, he did not forget his ummat, my Allah. When Ma'isha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Allahumma ghfir li Aisha,
مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَمَا أَخَّرَتْ وَمَا أَسَّرَتْ وَمَا عَلِمَتْ. Forgive her all the sins of the past, present and future, whatever she did openly, whatever she did in privacy. Allah, Sayyidina Aisha became so happy. Nabi says, look at Aisha, you are so happy. I make this dua for my entire ummah every day. My Allah. Nabi says, some had stones tied to his belly because of us, my Allah. Thorns were placed in his part because of us, my Allah. His teeth became shaheed in Uhud, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ring of the helmet pierced his Mubarak cheeks, he was oozing with blood, my Allah. And when Nabi said, wipe him with the blood so that he doesn't fall to the ground, because if he had to fall to the ground, your azab would have come, my Allah. Ya Allah, camel's intestine placed on his back, he endured it, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, eh Mola, eh Aqa. Up to Ma'afam. Ya Allah, we can see too many signs before us now, my Allah, of Qiyamah, my Allah. When Qiyamah will take place, only you know, my Allah. You have mentioned that clearly in the Quran, in several verses, my Allah. But you have given us many signs, Ya Allah. Nabi Kareem has mentioned many warning signs of Qiyamah, my Allah. We did not know when the Dajjal will appear, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are worried about our iman, my Allah. Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Make us become strong iman. Make us come back unto thee. Give us the real pleasure that we spoke about just now, my Allah. Ya Allah, the real sakina that bond in attachment with you, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. How long are we just going to hear about ishq and muhabbat and becoming an ashik of Allah and loving Allah and having a bond with Allah and swimming in the oceans of marifat, my Allah. Give it to us now, my Allah. Give it to us, my Allah. Make us amongst the pious, my Allah. Make us amongst your awliya. Ya Allah, you befriend us, my Allah. If you make us your friend, my Allah, you will forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, my Allah, then we'll be getting jannat, my Allah. If you do not forgive us, my Allah, then we'll be your enemy. Ya Allah, then we will be shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive every mother, every sister, every daughter. Every father, every son, my Allah, forgive every family, my Allah, forgive all of us, our satis, our mashayikh, our students, our musallis, our masjid, all masajid, everybody, my Allah, no matter how terrible the sin he has committed, my Allah, no matter what type of life he has lived, my Allah. Ya Allah, make an inqilab for us, my Allah. Make an inqilab, my Allah. You have promised ba'd al-usri yusra. After difficulty comes ease, my Allah. These 2 months we went through difficulty, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were taken out of our masajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, only you know what pain we're going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot explain to any person that pain, my Allah.
اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا لا فل وحات دي إشق المحبة دي إشق المحبة فرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله we have become too lazy in our ibadat, my Allah. We just want to consume food and eat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become so lazy and so far away from your deen, my Allah. Forgive us, give us ilm and nafi, give us true knowledge of Quran, sunnah, Ya Allah. And make us follow it properly, my Allah, with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, Ya Allah. Make us do things solely. For your pleasure, my Allah. Not for show, my Allah. Not for name and fame, my Allah. Don't make us be bothered about name and fame and riyah and summa and what people are saying. My Allah. Make us do it only for you. Our salat, our bayans, our wa'az, our nasiyat, our dhikr, our tilawat, our du'as, our programs, my Allah, our tabligh, our tazkiyah, our khankas, our madrasas, our darul ulum, my Allah.
our hips classes, may Allah, our charities we are giving, may Allah, make us do it only for you, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us waste. Don't make us become extravagant, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have made such israf, may Allah, in all aspects of life. Ya Allah, we're just wasting money. Some haram function, may Allah, and weddings, may Allah, and nobody is bothered, may Allah. Nobody cares, may Allah. May Allah, our food, our living, our clothing, our homes, our cars, may Allah. It is only dunya, may Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is worried about israf, may Allah. When we're traveling, how much of food is wasted in this place, may Allah. In hotels, may Allah, we see them actually throwing good food, may Allah. Ya Allah, but so many of your makhluk are dying out of hunger. In African countries, may Allah, masoom children have got nothing. They just got bones. They're skeletons only, may Allah. And the ummah just watches and just wastes, and then we just say, what is happening to the ummah? What is happening to the ummah, may Allah? Those masoom children in Syria, may Allah, how many years have gone by? How many years? They don't even have a decent tent to sleep, may Allah. Allah, whole families, my Allah. Some of them are living there, my Allah. But not their real mother, real fathers, because their parents have become shaheed, my Allah. They are yateem, my Allah, yateem children, my Allah. Allah, they got no food, my Allah. When sweets are handed over to them, my Allah. Sweets, my Allah, little children, masoom children, my Allah. They get so happy, may Allah, smile on their face. And our children, may Allah, they complain, may Allah. Ya Allah, when are we going to change our lives? Forgive us, may Allah, forgive us, may Allah, forgive us, may Allah. Ya Allah, we find fault in the whole world but ourselves, may Allah. Let us look deep into our own hearts now and make Islam for our lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect Ummah, protect us in this country. Ya Allah, make deen flourish, may Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat for the billions of people in the world who have not yet accepted Islam, may Allah, to see the truth of Islam. Ya Allah, make some good happen now, may Allah. Ya Allah, make some good happen. Send your winds of hidayat, may Allah. Let something good happen, may Allah, we're begging you, may Allah. Well, after all this pain and suffering, may Allah. Suddenly make people come into the fold of Islam in droves, may Allah. Make Islam become strong again. Musalman, Iman, Taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us wura' qanat. Make us zakirin, shakirin, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us that bond and attachment with you, may Allah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, may Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, may Allah. All our brothers and sisters, may Allah, different needs they've got. Fulfill each person's need, may Allah. Remove the difficulties. There are people who got cancer, may Allah. They've been diagnosed with cancer. So many phones, so many requested duas, may Allah. They have to undergo chemotherapy, radium, whatever it is, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. People got heart problem, liver problem, may Allah. Different problems. Somebody is depressed. Somebody is suffering panic attacks, anxiety. Ya Allah, somebody got jadu. Somebody got a jinn problem, may Allah. Somebody got a financial problem. Somebody is makruz. He got no money to pay off his debts. He is finished, may Allah. So many people, so many of our sisters are divorced, may Allah. Ya Allah, they've been beaten up by their husbands and they've been divorced, may Allah. Ya Allah, they've got nowhere to go, may Allah. Nobody to take care of them, may Allah. So many children have become yateem, may Allah. Allah, fulfill each person, hajat and needs. Our brothers and sisters in Syria, in Palestine, may Allah. In different parts of Africa, may Allah. In Burma, in Rohingya, may Allah. In India, in different places, Kashmir, may Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham ka mamla farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, we are baby, we know we are good egar, may Allah, we are good egar, may Allah. But may Allah, you love the sob of the person who is making tawbah, may Allah, you love his crying, may Allah, we are making, I'm begging you, may Allah, tonight, may Allah, accept us, accept all our duas. Allahumma taqabbal tawbatana, wa ajib da'watana, wa aghsil hawbatana, wa aslul sakhimata sudurina, wa ahdi qulubana, wa thabbit hujjatana, wa sattir lisanana. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamat, ifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qub, yaqeen, your dhaat. Give us the sweetness of iman, taqwa, make us live with iman, die with iman, this is the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madinah Sharif, may Allah.
Ya Allah, we are pining to go to Madina Sharif, Allah. Grant it to us. Opening the gate, Allah. All those who want to go for Hajj, Allah, who made niyat for Hajj, Allah, they have paid the deposits, they paid their money. Ya Allah, make it be possible for them. Ya Allah, this year, my Allah. Open it, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Nobody can stop you from anything you wish to do, my Allah. Ma yaftahi Allahu linnasi min rahmah, fala mumsika laha. Whatever mercies you send down from the heaven, nobody can stop it, my Allah. Nobody, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever good you wish to do, Ya Allah, nobody can stop you, my Allah. Whatever you wish to do, my Allah. Whatever you wish to do, nobody can stop you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but if you stop the good from coming to us, my Allah, the mercies, then nobody can draw it down, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us both in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi, the Shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole of the Qutr, what from his Mubarak. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're waiting to see the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let him be smiling at us, my Allah. Let him be smiling at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the Hodi Kusur water from His Mubarak hand, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. Protect us, our parents, grandparents, great grandparents, my Allah, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, our dhurriyat, my Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of the qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make them good children. Make them neg, salih, our children, our grandchildren, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين يا الله يا الله give them حياتي طيبة يا الله make them flag bearers of deen يا الله make them هادين مهديين don't make them become ضالين مضلين يا الله make us مفاتيح للخير مغاليق للشر make us become keys to good and locks to evil يا الله don't make us keys to evil and locks to good يا الله يا الله give us your محبت يا الله fulfill all our jais murad, all those who requested dua from different parts of the world, may Allah, Allah hazirin ghaibin sab ki dua qabool farma ummat ya Allah jo pareshan hal hai pareshani dur farma jo bhi bimar ho unko shifa ata farma tamam marhumin ko ya Allah jannatul firdaus naseeb farma all our marhumin ki dam jannatul firdaus especially our family friends ya Allah mashayikh ya Allah rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama ya Allah. Ya Allah, and especially, my Allah, O Mu'adhins, my Allah, of all the masajid in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Mu'adhins of our masjid, and the entire world, my Allah. Nobody shows him that type of love and muhabbat and respect normally, my Allah. But today, you have shown us, my Allah, you have shown us, my Allah. These are the people making the masajid abad. They are still calling out the adhan, my Allah. You bless them in dunya, qabr and akhir. Ya Allah, you be pleased with them, my Allah. Give them afiyat, salamati, barakat. Protect them from all evil and the progeny, my Allah. They will have the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah. They'll be outstanding, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them barakat, my Allah. Give them happiness, my Allah. Give them your bond and ta'alluq, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam. Ya Allah, all good works of deed, ta'awud, tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'alim, madrasa, work, ya Allah, different organization, charity, whatever, our ulama, mashayikh and all doing, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat and muhabbat, ya Allah, and unity, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a qalbi salim, give us a clean, pure heart, not a heart of filth and hatred and malice and anger and jealousy, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء أن تغفر لنا أجمعين يا واسع المغفرة يا باسط اليدين بالرحمة اللهم ابسط علينا من بركاتك ورحمتك وفضلك وجودك وكرمك وعزك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين